Leader of the Islamic Revolution says recent bombings in Muslim countries are the results of terrorism, which the American, British and Israeli spy agencies have created in order to gradually fade the Palestine issue into oblivion. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei made the remark during an address to worshippers at Eid al-Fitr prayers in Tehran on Wednesday. The leader noted that in Baghdad, several hundred families saw their loved ones killed by terrorists who seek to promote a fabricated and fake Islam among people at the order of their masters. The leader said, also in Istanbul, in Bangladesh and elsewhere in some other countries, people fasting during the month of Ramadan came under terrorist attacks. He added, this is the result of terrorism nurtured by spy agencies of the United States, the Zionist regime, and Britain. Stressing that the enemy seek to consign the Palestine issue into oblivion, the leader said, they want to have the Islamic world preoccupied with internal problems so that the Palestinian issue would go unnoticed, and in turn, the Zionist regime would have the chance to pursue its wicked objectives against Muslims. Ayatollah Khamenei predicted, however, that the wave of terrorism wreaking havoc in Muslim countries would backfire on its masters. The leader said, the supporters of the terrorist groups will be harmed by the phenomenon they have created and nourished in the Islamic world, just as they are now gradually seeing the fallout of such policies. Later in the day, the leader received the number of Iranian officials as well as Tehran-based Muslim ambassadors. Addressing the gathering, Ayatollah Khamenei said, the Islamic countries as well as other countries that have a humane conscience should not forget the Palestinian plight. The leader stressed that some other issues, escalation of tensions and crises, are aimed at marginalizing the issue of Palestine. Ayatollah Khamenei added the Zionist regime will definitely get slapped in the face for the pressure and cruelty it has imposed on the besieged and oppressed Palestinian nation. The leader said, hegemonic powers led by the United States are the main cause of insecurity, war, and terrorism in the region and in the entire Muslim world. He added the main objective of the arrogant powers is to provide the Zionist regime with a reprieve. Ayatollah Khamenei said, although the world powers publicly condemn terrorism and pretend that they have formed anti-terror coalition, they in fact support and help spread of terrorism across the Muslim world. Blaming the U.S. for inciting crisis in Syria, Ayatollah Khamenei said, the hegemonic powers turn a political disagreement in an Arab country into a fratricide. The leader said, through financial and arms support and with reliance on illegal oil revenues, the U.S. and its allies help dispatch terrorists from various parts of the world to Syria and Iraq to create insecurity and bloodshed. Ayatollah Khamenei also referred to the crisis in Bahrain as another sign of efforts by the global arrogance to turn a political disagreement into a civil war. The leader further referred to the dire situation of the Yemeni nation due to the daily bombardment of their country's infrastructure, hospitals, and schools. Ayatollah Khamenei said, the invaders have to stop their military aggression and the Muslim world has to put them on trial for perpetrating this genocide and punish them for the crimes they have committed under false pretense.